Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, and we will do Simin Pei Aleph today, two Seifim, and this deals with the halachos of the excrement of a young child, Din Tzoas Katan. The halacha by a katan is different than by a gadol. We'll have to define what we mean by a katan and a gadol here. It doesn't mean pre and post bar mitzvah, because of the physical characteristics of the excrement of a young child, because of the different foods that they eat, mother's milk or formula, versus a older child who has grain products. And the Mechaber begins in Sif Aleph. Katan shigia lichlal, a child, a little baby who has reached the age, sha'acher kayotzibo, that a similar child, yochol lechol kizayis dogon, b'chdeish yuchal godol lechol achilas pras, that such a little child at that age, even if this particular child doesn't have that physical capability, but if a child who is of a similar age is capable of eating a kizayis amount of wheat in the amount of time that an adult would be able to eat an entire pras of food, which is basically a meal the size of four eggs, so then this child's excrement will have the halachic status of the excrement of a human, and marchikin mitzawaso omimei raglov. And one has to distance himself with all the halachas we discussed in the past couple of shiurim from saying shema or davening or saying dvarim shebikdusha when one is in the presence of the excrement or of the urine of such a baby. So again, we're dealing here with a young child who, children of that age, even if this particular young child doesn't have the ability to eat, but if a child of that similar age is able to eat a kizayis of wheat products, so then the tzoa of that child is considered to be halachically excrement that one has to distance himself from, urine that one has to distance himself from, before he says shema or other dvarim shebikdusha. Let's see the particulars. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Aleph writes, Katan shehigia, dafka katan, we're talking here about a very young child, avol gadol, about an older child, afilo ein yochol lechol klal dogon, even if that older child is not physically able to eat wheat for whatever the medical reason, marchiki mitzawaso mimei raglav, you still have to go and distance yourself from that child's urine or excrement. What do we mean by a gadol? The gadol mikri le'inyan zeh, in this regard, mishu kvar shis kvar sheva, brought down by the Prima Gadim, that this is a child who's the age of about 6 or 7. Even if he's never eaten or is unable to eat wheat, we treat his tzoa at that age like it's the tzoa of an adult. L'chlal she'acher, Sivkot and Bez, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotsalomar, we mean to say over here, afal pishalo re'inu l'zeh she'achel, even though we've never seen this child himself eat wheat products. Kivan sha'acher, since other children that age, kayotzibo, yochol lechol, let's say for argument's sake, a 2-year-old child, he normally is capable of having wheat products. He can have a piece of bread, challah, or something like that. So even though you haven't seen this 2-year-old child ever eat that type of a wheat product, mistoma gamhu yochol lechol, he potentially could eat such a wheat product, and therefore, vafilum eina yochol lechol, and even for whatever the reason, he doesn't eat that type of wheat product, except ayide bishul, that halachically makes his excrement to be treated like it was the excrement of an adult. Furthermore, avol imakotin ucholush, but if this is a very weak, sickly child, v'yadu'alon, when we are certain, she'enu yochol lechol kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, we know for certain that he's not able to eat that amount of grain product in the time that it takes an adult to eat a achilas pras, which we'll define as a suda of bread in the amount of 3 or 4 beitzim. If the child cannot eat this, ein tzorich l'harchik mitzawasa, the one does not have to distance himself, at least l'chatchila, from such excrement, or mimei raglov, or from such urine, apilu hu ben shalosh v'abashonim, even if the child is 3 or 4 years old, if we know for certain he's never had these types of grain products, then by definition his tzoa or his urine aren't considered halachically the excrement of a human being. The who, and this is true, shemiyomov lo yochol lechol kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, this is if he never was able to do so. However, avlam hoya yochol lechol pam echod, if a year or two ago he could, and then he gets sick, rachmona litzlan, v'yachakach nechlash, and now he's weak, v'hinu yochol, he no longer can eat, apilu lo ochol dogen zayomim rabim, even if he hasn't eaten any grain products for many, many days, a long period of time, so one could argue that his stool is not affected by the grain products, and therefore is not by definition smelly, and is therefore not by definition to be considered normally like the excrement of an adult. However, shebevadeit soazu eino bo midok, and even if you want to tell me that for certain any excrement that this child had is not coming from eating wheat products. Mikol makom dino kigodlo. Nevertheless, his excrement, once it started to be halachically considered excrement, is always considered halachically excrement. Shetzorach tomid lahachik mitzawaso memiraglov. And one has to always distance himself from the urine or the excrement of such a young child. Afilu ena yochol lecho klal dogim yolam. Even if he's not able to have dogim anymore. Furthermore, biosim is that even more. Even if we know for certain that this child has never eaten such grain products, if he's of the constitution that he could have eaten an amount of grain product within the shear of a Chedei Achilas Pras, which we'll see, the Chasam Sofer in Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down as about a 9-minute. There are different opinions, but let's assume it's somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. The intestines of this child will foment and make foul smelling. Call me name Michael. Anything that child eats, shiochal, that he eats, dumyo de godo, just like the excrement of an older child. And therefore, one has to distance himself from such excrement. That is the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the more stringent opinion. Then he brings down, in the name of the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Bach, and the El Yeraba, and others, Yesh Mekilin. There are those that are more makel with the excrement dealing with a young child. Im yodu, if we know for certain shloyo achal dogin ze yom rabim, if he hasn't eaten in a while any grain products, the kol shekein, and certainly im lo achal yolam, if he's never eaten such grain products, we don't have to treat his tsoa with such strictness. Ach lechatrila, however, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says certainly lechatrila a priori bevada yesh lahachmer. Certainly, one should be taking the stringent opinion lechatrila ulahachik ach mitzoas katan kaze. One should distance himself from the excrement of such a young child because this is a soft. And we go l'chumra. However, b'di'evit in ispalu negdam in tzorach l'achzor. If one did say shema and then saw the excrement there, one does not have to repeat the shema. Why? The yesh l'smoch al dasa mekilim. Because over here, you can rely upon the lenient opinion after the fact, unless elam kain reino hakotim hazeh shema'atzma ochol gam kain. Unless we know for sure that the cotton has eaten that amount of grain, sh'oz l'kuliyam l'dino k'godlo, then he certainly, his excrement has a status of being that like an adult. V'yach b'di'evid, yachzav l'spalon, even then, in that situation, even b'di'evid, you have to go back and repeat the Shema. Siv cotton gimel, dogon, when we're talking about grain, kol chameshes minim kuriyan dogon, v'tzawasa masrachas, the eating of any of the five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, any of these five grains cause the human body to make very foul-smelling excrement, and therefore it has the halachic status of excrement at this point in time. Ubamaychal mavushul, if you're eating cooked dishes of grain, shosim latinok, for example, that we make for a young child, misharinon kifi mashiyochal godolecho meoso min achilas pras, then we view it, how long it would take for an adult to eat from that porridge a achilas pras. And how much is the sheer pras? Yeshomim sholosh beitzim, the yetzomim arv beitzim. It's a machlokas, whether it's 3 or 4 eggs worth. This is all lechatchila. Avotovi yashu laharachik mitzoas katan afilu ben shmonas yomim. Lechatchila, one should ideally go and distance himself from the tzoa of any katan, even a child only as old as 8 days old. In the issue footnote number 5, he brings this marker from the Magen Avraham, who is medayik in the Ramah, that when a moel does a mila on a baby, he should clean the baby off first, and therefore to make sure that there's no excrement present when he's making the bracha. So we see that lechatchila, one should try to distance himself from the tzov katan. The Ben Ishchai actually adds, tov l'hach mitzvahs katan ben yomo v'chei nohagen, that one should even distance himself from a one-day-old child's excrement. That's for the tzoa, for the stool. Avo mimei meragla, but for the urine, the Shulchan Torah writes, ein tzorach lizor, then we don't have to be so careful. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kosev Magen Avraham b'shem Rashal. The Magen Avraham writes in the name of the Marshal, De ein nochel likros kriyashma negatino kos. One should not read kriyashma in the presence of young children, because the stoma mitapchin ba'ashpa, because children play in excrement in the garbage areas, which is a makom tzoa, ubigdeim l'naleim to nothing, and they may have excrement on their clothing or on their shoes without anybody realizing it, so one should be careful when one davens in front of young children. Let's catch up on a couple of the Dishu footnotes. In footnote number 1, he says that the young child that we're talking about, Shehigia Lechlal, that has reached the age where another child of that age could eat dogon, wheat products, grain products. So he says the Kaf HaChaim brings down in the name of the Migdal Oz that this is about the age of 1 year. Others say it's an earlier period of time. The Miskeres HaShulchan says that nowadays where we serve children the grain products with milk, the shear is about 1/4 of a year. And the Shulchan Malachim says that it's even earlier than that, about 10 weeks. And for a child that's unable to take his mother's milk, then we would even go from 4 weeks. because they're having solid products or grain products at an earlier age. This brings us to the question, what about formula nowadays? Formula nowadays may have grain products in it. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, we don't have to distance ourselves from the tzol, the child that's just on formula, a baby. Why? This is not called eating, this is called drinking, and this halacha of eating tzoa doesn't apply if somebody's having formula. However, others disagree. Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita says that one has to distance himself from their tzoa. However, one can calculate, however, that they have a kizayis worth of the dogon in the amount of time that it only takes to drink revius. If not, then their tzoa, even according to Nissen Karlitz, would not be considered like real adult excrement. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet. He writes, we're talking about a gadol who eats a kidei achilas pras. How long is that? Gadol zeh rotz lomar odem benoni. We're talking about an average-sized person. Because there's some people that eat faster or slower. Yesh betivo marich b'achiloso v'yeshu mekatzah. So we take the average amount of time that it would take, which I said is, poskim say, somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. Many say it's about 4 or 5 minutes. V'im tzorech hakotun lishos b'achiloso kizayis yosem izeh ashir. If it takes a young child longer to eat his kizayis than this amount of time, harehu kimi sh'ochel hayom chatzizayis u'mocha chatzizayis. Then it's not combined, and we consider this as if a person, for example, eats an iser item, a half of kizayis of it today and half of kizayis tomorrow. Shekein hu halacha l'mosh misina bi'alma. This is the halacha she'en achilas mitzterefes l'shi. We don't view it as he ate half a kezayis of chalev today and half a kezayis tomorrow, that he's eating a kezayis of chalev. No, the Torah tells us that the shear has to be within a kedei achilas pras. Sivkot and hey, marchikin, we have to distance ourselves from such excrement. Shakol, shigil, lechlau zeh, but tzawasol masrachas. If one has reached this age that he has the wheat products that he's ingested, so mistoma, the tzawah, his excrement smells. The Yusha footnote number 8 brings down that even if the child is younger than this, the baby who's never had grain products and his stool smells, so he brings down from the Bir Halacha later on in Simen Pei Gimel that you have to distance yourself 4 amos from such tzoa as well. Sivkot and Vav, the Mechaber, it said, also from urine of such a child, Omi Mei Raglov, Nira, the Kiman Shigil Shirzeh, once the child has reached this age, Gam Neged Amut Shelo, who also in the Torah, his urine, when it's flowing out of him in a stream, so that has the same halachic status as an adult's urine, and this Amud, this flow of urine, Kimo Shar Odom Godol, it's also to Davin Kineged. Sifk Beis, the Mechaber writes, Hoyakori V'ruah Tzoa Kinegdo, if a person was reading and he sees at a distance more than 4 amos away from him, he sees Tzoa in his line of sight. So Yelech Kadesh Yizrukenu Miachorov Arba Amos. He has to move to a point where the Tzoa is at least behind him 4 amos. So he turns himself and goes in a different orientation, so the Tzoa is now behind him at least 4 amos. If he have sure, that's impossible. For example, Kigon, Sheish Lefonav Nohar, there's a stream in front of him and he can't turn in that direction. Odover Acher Hamakev, or some other reason that he can't do this. In Dirshu footnote number 10, he brings down there may be Tzoa all around him, so he can't turn. So Yelech Kadesh Anichena Litzdodim Arba Amos. So he should turn in a way that the Tzoa that he sees is no longer directly in his sight, but is towards his side. In this situation, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning, but he can just go back to the place that he stopped at once he saw the tzoa, and then he moved. However, that's the opinion that's first brought down by the Mechaber, but he then brings down the Rabbeinu Yonah. If he was in a place where he should have thought that there's an excellent chance that there was excrement over there, and he didn't look, so even though it's more than four amos away from him, since it's within the line of sight, he is considered over here as somebody who was negligent, and he has to go back to the very beginning of the paragraph that he was saying of Shema. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin writes, if the person was reading Shema, v'hu adin, v'hu yamispalo, the same thing would be by Shmon Esrei. Sivkot and Ches, v'ruat, so he sees it so in his sight, v'hu adin l'nir meruglaim, this would be the same for urine in front of him, as we've already learned, and we'll learn again in Simen Tzadi. However, ach le'inyin lachzor achakach, but does he have to go back to the beginning of the Shema or to the place where he began, the Kuliyama Bene Reglaim in a Chosia Lamokam Shaposak. In regards to urine, here's the difference between urine and the excrement. In regards to the urine, he has to pause and turn away from it, and then he can go back to the place where he left off, as opposed to the Tzoa, he may have to go back to the beginning, as we'll see in a second. Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah writes, he sees the Tzoa Kinegdo, Mayrishu Yosem Midalad Amos Mimokam Shukolarech. He's more than 4 amos from where the smell of that Tzoa has already dissipated. Because if not, the Yoyabasok Dalad Amos, if he was within 4 amos of the smell, Bukuliyama Yitzorach Lakzal Rosh, then he definitely have to go back to the beginning. He wouldn't be able to stop and turn away and go to the place where he stopped because he's considered the parsha. He was negligent. He should have checked beforehand, as we've already learned in Siman Ayin Vav, and therefore, in a person who is negligent, he has to go back to the very beginning. He can't go back to the place where he paused. Sivkot and Yud, we said she's Rekenu, he has to make sure that the soul is behind him at least Dalad Amos when he turns towards, away from it. Who Adin, this would be true, Shiochel Achzir Ponov Litzad Mairav. He could just turn his entire body away. That's how Dirshu footnote number 9 explains over here, that he turns his face towards the Mairav. Everybody agrees, the footnote says, that he has to turn his entire body away from the Tzoa. Kivin Shein Omeid B'Tfilah Shemoneh Esrei. Since he's not standing in the Shemoneh Esrei, we're talking here about the Shema, it's not a problem for him to move his entire body. Sivkot and Yud Aleph says Arba Amos. At the distance is so 4 amos, and he's talking about mimakom shkol areach. We're talking here about where he no longer can smell this tzoa. Sivkot Yud Beis, Mishnah Berurah writes lefun of nohar. For example, there's a nohar in front of him. And he can't turn to the other direction towards the west because of some other reason. For example, we brought down in Dirshu footnote number 10 would be that there was tzoa all around him in the other directions because the ilav halchi yachzir ponav. Because if there isn't tzoa in the other directions, he should turn towards another direction. And the Mishnah Berurah says, look further in the Magen Avraham, which is brought down in Dirshu footnote number 10, which we've already mentioned, is that there was tzoa in the other directions as well. Sivkot Yud Gimel, you have to go to Makom Shepasak, you can return to the place where you left off, you don't have to go back to the beginning, because according to this opinion, Svir Lei, Kivan Deloha Yabasoch Dalet Amoshlo, since the tzoa wasn't within 4 amos of you, Lomrin and Dahilo Livdok, there's no reason to suspect it, and therefore you didn't have to go and check it out, and you're not considered negligent. The Lo Itrichu Torah Livdok Kimlo Enov, the Torah never said a person has to go check out, is there any tzoa within the entire line of vision in front of you. However, according to the Svar Achrona, Svirulei, they hold, Kivan Dahayo Makum Shorei Listapek, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you should have looked because there was a chance that it would so there, therefore you are considered negligent. Pasha, the Lohavalele Kros Luspal Ashis Barlo, you should have checked it out, and therefore you held negligent, and you have to go back to the beginning. He brings down how do we paskin. The Mishnah Berurah says, look at the El Yerabah, and also the Rosh, the Rokeach, they hold like the Rabbeinu Yonah, Lechumra. However, Mikol Makom Ladina, he says the bottom line is Halach Lamaisa near the Ein Lahachmir B'Di'evit. This is only true Lechatchila, you should be Machmir, but B'Di'evit. If after the fact you saw that there was Tzoa over there, you don't have to go back to the beginning. That there are Chayim Vashulchan Shlomo and other Achronim, they say that the Halach is the Hetiku, they wrote down Rak De'ar Rishon Ladina. They only passing like the first opinion, not like the Rabbeinu Yonah, the more lenient opinion, Halach Lamaisa. If you had to pause in order to get away from this tzoa, that amount of time that you could have said the entire Shema or the Shemoneh Esrei, so then we've already learned these halachos in Siman Samachay and look at the Mishnah Berurah over there. That concludes today's shir.